Coming up this Sunday afternoon at 2:30 at the Long Center, it is the Purdue Wind Ensemble in concert, Meet the Conductor, and the first concert of the season. With me is Jay Gebhardt. Good to have you.
Thanks. Great to be here.
This is an exciting program. I know folks will recognize some Holst, some Fillmore, the great David Gillingham's on the program. How is it to be back and have the semester going?
Well, it's been a great start for Purdue University bands and orchestras, that's for sure. And we have over 900 students enrolled in our department. Sunday's concert features the Purdue Wind Ensemble, which is the best of the best we have in our department. So we're talking about the finest wind and percussion players that we have at Purdue University bands. So an audience can certainly sit back and enjoy a wonderful performance by a world-class ensemble.
And it's got to be fun to be down at the Long Center.
Sure is. That's my favorite performance hall in all of Lafayette. The acoustics at Long Center are wonderful for a group like this. Plus, I just enjoy the intimate atmosphere of that concert hall. So we'll look forward to that.
So tell us a little bit about the program and why is it called Meet the Conductor?
Well, these are selections that are favorites of mine. So the audience can get a little bit of an idea of what I like, the kind of music I like, and we'll talk about why these pieces make a specific connection to me. We have a guest conductor this weekend. His name is Doug Fletcher, and Doug is new to our faculty at Purdue. And this is essentially an opportunity for me to present Doug to our community, for him to have a chance to conduct this band and also meet people in West Lafayette and Lafayette.
I know it's probably pretty busy to wrangle 900 students, and I know that won't be, Mahler Symphony of 1,000 on the stage. But, I mean, there are all sorts of programs that are going on here. Folks may have seen some great things this last weekend with the band day and the wonderful football game. I know there's some jazz bands and an amazing festival coming up this January. Tell us a little bit about the program and how these 900 students are involved.
Well, of course, none of our students are music majors at Purdue, but they're involved in ensembles like the All-American Marching Band and three different concert bands, two full symphony orchestras, five jazz ensembles. And these ensembles are giving performances throughout the semester. And the best part of the best thing we have to offer, I think, to our community outside of great performances, the fact that most of our concerts are free. And where do you find that anymore? So, this is our gift to the community. Every time a Purdue band and orchestra goes out to give a concert, we like to consider it just that.
We're speaking with Jay Gebhardt, who's performing Meet the Conductor this Sunday afternoon at 2:30 at the Long Center. There are so many things that are going on with this sort of program, and in just a couple of weeks, there'll be another program with the symphonic band, I know. How is it, you guys rehearse a couple of times a week? Tell us a little bit about the program, because this just started in September, right?
That's correct. The Wind Ensemble rehearses 3 days a week. The two fall concert bands who are performing on October 15th rehearse twice a week. And, students are coming from all sorts of different backgrounds, different ability levels. They've had different conductors their whole lives. So it's really an interesting process to create an ensemble from students who really don't know each other. The bands didn't exist 1 month ago, and here we are getting ready to give our first concert. So that's what's so exciting about the whole process.
And it might be the case that not only are they studying, geology or medicine or whatever programs they're performing, they might be singing in Purdue musical organizations, and it's a pretty busy time. So you guys rehearse a couple of times a week. It's got to be fun to sort of expand those musical horizons.
Yeah, it sure is. And, when our students are, 70% of the students in our department are majoring in STEM disciplines. So just the sheer fact that they have an outlet, they can come and perform and they can continue to be active in the arts on a college campus like Purdue is very exciting for me as well.
I know last semester you guys were at Carnegie Hall and had some world premieres and all sorts of great things. I know the All-American Band has a great CD out. And I know you were busy over the summer and have just been named an old master here at Purdue.
Yeah, it's a huge honor for me. I've been named honorary old master through the Old Masters program, and I'm very excited and honored about that. This is my 22nd year at Purdue, and the community of Lafayette and what communities of Lafayette and West Lafayette, they're my home. And I'm very proud to call Purdue my home, and it's a wonderful place to work because we have such incredible students here.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's called Meet the Conductor, and it's this Sunday at 2:30 at the Long Center. The program has some Gustav Holst, has some David Gillingham. What David Gillingham piece are you guys doing?
We're performing a piece called Heart and Voice by David Gillingham. Of course, he's a percussionist, so we use a full battery of percussion for his composition. One other aside I'd like to share is we're also performing a Fillmore march entitled the Crosley March. And what I find fascinating about that is our director of bands emeritus, Al Wright, who just celebrated his 100th birthday this summer, knew Henry Fillmore personally. And so we have this connection back to Al Wright, back to Henry Fillmore, and can share stories with the students, which is just remarkable.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, we're looking forward to this, and we hope you'll come back, Jay.
Yeah, I sure will. Thank you.